This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD9DJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, May 30th, 2025. Well, the days are longer, the weather is warmer, and the calendar will soon say June. All of that means we are in the countdown to 2025 ARRL Field Day. There's a lot of excitement building around the theme of Radio Connects, and hams across North America are preparing for the big weekend of June 28th and 29th. In their efforts to prepare for the activations, many radio amateurs are researching the finer points of Field Day rules. All of the information is available on the ARRL Field Day website, but ARRL Contest Program Manager Paul Bork, N1SFE, wants to make sure hams can find answers to the most frequently asked questions, like, I'm interested in participating in Field Day for the first time this year. How can I find a club near me that's hosting the Field Day so I can join in on the fun? And which digital modes are allowed during Field Day? There are more questions and more answers and a wealth of additional information available at the ARRL Field Day website, www.arrl.org/field-day. Click on the Rules and Resources link, where you'll find rules, information packets, and more answers to frequently asked questions. There's also an FAQ published in the 2025 ARRL Field Day Guide, starting on page 57 of the June issue of QST. Bork says that if there's a specific question that's not covered in the Field Day Guide in QST or on the website, contact fdinfo@arrl.org. Also, don't forget the ARRL Field Day merchandise, t-shirts complete with sections checklist on the back, pins, patches, stickers, posters, and more may be ordered from the ARRL store. Place your order soon to ensure your swag gets to you in time for the big event. Amateur radio is ready for an above-average hurricane season. Hurricane season begins on Sunday, June 1st. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, predicts this season to be above normal in activity, citing above-average ocean temperatures. The scientists say the season will likely produce between 13 and 19 named storms, including 3 to 5 major hurricanes. Amateur radio provides a robust tool and volunteer corps infrastructure for emergency preparedness. There are several ham radio nets that the National Hurricane Center relies on to inform forecasts through surface observations made by volunteer operators. ARRL encourages all amateurs to participate in the Hurricane Watch Net, the VOIP Weather Net, and others that provide support and information to the National Hurricane Center via WX4NHC, the amateur radio station at the National Hurricane Center. ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnson, KE5MHV, says that each ham's individual observations can make all the difference in a critical situation. We know of stories from hurricanes in the past where a report from a ham radio station changed the forecast for landfall and impact by the NHC. We are also aware of information being shared of people being trapped and were able to get assistance to those victims after the storm. Amateur radio operators provide an important tool before, during, and after a storm. The Hurricane WatchNet, by the way, is hosting a special operating event to mark its 60th anniversary on June 7th and 8th. ARRL Public Relations and Outreach Manager Sierra Harrop, W5DX, says that recent storms underscore the value of amateur radio when all else fails. During Hurricane Helene, it was the volunteer hams who jumped into action to relay health and welfare information. As mountainsides washed away, the repeaters on top were still working. Licensed amateur radio operators took to the air using their own equipment to provide a link of important information that no other means could. During Hurricane Ian, a ham saved lives on Sanibel Island by providing emergency crews the information they needed to rescue a family from the rising floodwaters. ARRL's Amateur Emergency Service, ARES, provides a program framework for local volunteer groups to integrate with served agencies in their local communities and to use the value of amateur radio service in times of crisis. Just last week, ARES was represented by Johnston at the National Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster Conference in Louisville, Kentucky. And you can read more at ARRL.org. The ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology, TI, is set for a record year, with 13 sessions announced in 2025 and more in the works. The program is a donor-funded professional development program designed to help classroom teachers elevate their science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM programs using wireless technology. This is all possible because of the high level of confidence that our donors have in the program. We are grateful that many have stepped up to make all of this possible, said ARRL Director of Development Kevin Beal, K-8-E-A-L. Through donations to the ARRL Education and Technology Program, donors have entrusted ARRL to help teachers integrate amateur radio into their curriculum. And that support has been from all levels. During a YouTube telethon to benefit the program, individual hams contributed more than $21,000, which then unlocked another $20,000 challenge gift from donors. David Ginsburg, N3BKV, funded an endowment in the name of his parents. The High and Mimi Ginsburg educator position is the first of several major gifts to the program. We are so excited that we get to grow the program this year, said ARRL Education and Learning Manager Steve Goodgame, K5ATA. Part of that growth has involved making sessions available in local communities across the country. And the momentum continues to build around the program. We're seeing a huge response to the education world. Word is spreading, and teachers are excited for what the TI can help them accomplish, said Goodgame. Beal says those wishing to contribute to this entirely donor-funded program can visit www.arrl.org/give-to-STEM. ARRL has announced leadership changes in the Pacific Division. ARRL Director Anthony Marson, W7XM, who has served the Pacific Division as director since January 2024, has stepped down, effective May 25, 2025. Marson was first appointed to the ARRL Board as Vice Director in November of 2021. Vice Director John Litz, N76Q, accedes to the Director's Chair to complete the remainder of a three-year term ending December 31, 2025. Litz was appointed Vice Director in April of 2024. Before that, he was an ARRL San Joaquin Valley section manager from January 2020. Litz from Stockholm, California, was first licensed in 1974, and he is an ARRL Diamond Club donor and life member. ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, will announce a successor to Litz to fill the vacant vice director seat. The ARRL Pacific Division is comprised of the ARRL sections of East Bay, Sacramento, California, San Francisco, San Joaquin Valley, Santa Clara Valley, Nevada, and the Pacific. In June, the ARRL Foundation is accepting grant applications from amateur radio organizations for eligible amateur radio-related projects and initiatives, particularly those focused on educating, licensing, and supporting amateur radio activities. To grow amateur radio's future, youth-based projects and initiatives are especially encouraged. The ARRL Foundation grants programs accept proposals on a cyclical model three times a year. In February, June, and October, proposals for the June grant period are accepted through October 31st. Awardees will be notified approximately 1 month after the closing of each cycle. The ARRL Foundation carefully manages a portfolio of endowments where donors have provided specific goals for their gifts, and that portfolio is invested and managed in a way that it can continue to support those goals for many years to come. Additional information and a link to the grant application can be found at www.arrl.org/amateur-radio-grants. The Fort Myers Amateur Radio Club, FMARC, has received the Parks on the Air POTA Wiggins CIFLA Achievement Award, honoring dedication to amateur radio and a passion for public lands. The award is named after a native plant to highlight the program's nature connection and is presented to operators who have either activated or hunted 700 unique POTA reference areas. POTA is a global amateur radio initiative that encourages licensed amateur radio operators to set up portable stations in state and national parks, historic sites, and other public lands. Since its launch in 2017, following the success of ARRL's National Parks on the Air NOPA event, POTA has grown into a vibrant community of over 325,000 participants worldwide. The program promotes outdoor recreation, emergency communication preparedness, and environmental stewardship while fostering connections between radio operators across the globe. The FMARC, established in 1957, supports the exchange of knowledge and fosters camaraderie among hobbyists and emphasizes public service during emergencies. For more information about POTA, visit the Parks on the Air POTA Parks Program for Amateur Radio. The Schaumburg Amateur Radio Club has introduced scouts to amateur radio. On May 19th, the scouts of Troop 37 in Arlington Heights, Illinois, discovered a trio of antennas and radio stations waiting for them at their outdoor meeting location. A short presentation explained how amateur radio is used in the community, licensing steps, how radio waves work, ham radio lingo and call signs, and equipment basics and safety. The scouts divided into three groups and moved between the stations, making QSOs on UHF, VHF, and HF radios. Troop leaders agreed it was great to see the scouts parents on the microphones as well. Event photos and details may be found on Kirk's K9MSG QRZ page or by visiting facebook.com Troop 37 PTAC. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. This week we are saddened by the passing of Dick Jansen, KD1K, formerly WD4FAB, on May 13th. He performed thermal and mechanical design, computer thermal analyses, and material selection functions on many of AMSAT's spacecraft. Some of those were Oscar 10 and 13, Microsats, and later AO-40. He will be missed, and we thank him for so many dedicated years of contributions to AMSAT. Hades ICM-FM repeater will be activated Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays beginning in mid-June. The uplink is 145.875 MHz, and the downlink is 436.666 MHz, both FM. Hades R, or SO-124, continues 24-hour operation with its uplink on 145.925 MHz and downlink of 436.888 MHz, both FM. Remember that this satellite has Wednesday reserved for digital modes only. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, May 30th through June 1st, the Podexis 070 Club Three-Way Weekend Contest, that's digital. May 31st, the Feld Hell Sprint, that's digital as well. On June 2nd, the RSGB 80-meter Club Championship, data, digital. June 3rd, the ARS Spartan Sprint, CW. June 4th, the Phone Weekly Test, that is phone. Also on June 4th, the A1 Club AWT, CW. And on June 6th, the HA3NS Sprint Memorial Contest, that is CW as well. June 7th through the 8th, the Atlantic Canada QSO Party, CW and phone. The Kentucky QSO Party, CW phone and digital. The RSGB National Field Day, CW. And also June 7th through the 8th, the ARRL International Digital Contest, that is digital. June 10th, the DARC CW Training Contest, that's CW. And on June 11th, the RSGB 80-meter Club Championship, that is CW. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information in your area. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions on May 30th through June 1st at CPAC, hosting the ARRL Northwestern Division Convention, that's in Seaside, Oregon. On June 8th, the Breeze Shooters Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Western Pennsylvania Section Convention, that's in Butler, Pennsylvania. And on June 21st, the Knoxville Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Tennessee State Convention in Knoxville, Tennessee. And finally this week, thanks to the Nellis Amateur Radio Club in Las Vegas, Nevada, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@ARRL.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.